Welcome to Intellectual Property Matters. In this WIPO podcast, we explore the fascinating world of creativity, innovation, and intellectual property. Let's listen, learn, and get inspired.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's episode of Classroom Conversations, a WIPO Academy series, and I'm joined today by Reagan Mark Escarali, the Controller of the Intellectual Property Office of Trinidad and Tobago. Reagan has led the establishment of the Intellectual Property, or IP for short, Academy of Trinidad and Tobago, which officially launched in 2022, and forms part of the WIPO Academy's IP Training Institutions Network. Today, Reagan will explain how intellectual property plays into the Carnival celebrations in Trinidad and Tobago. So, Reagan, can you briefly explain to our listeners what is Carnival and why is IP important when it comes to this key event?
Well, thank you, Natalie, and thank you to your audience. I'm happy to be here and to talk about what is known in Trinidad and Tobago as the greatest show on earth. Trinidad and Tobago's Carnival is officially celebrated on the Monday and Tuesday before Ash Wednesday every year. Indeed, Dr. Lester Efibo Wilkinson, in the Manifestation of National Traditional Cultural Expressions Through Works of Mass, he refers to it as rituals of power and rebellion. To quote, the carnival tradition in Trinidad and Tobago, which identifies the roots of carnival as masking or masquerade, music and dance fused together. He further explains, over time, given the passage of various ordinances that saw the drum and other aspects of the mass being outlawed, the music, the dance, the instrumentation and masquerade of carnival evolved to its present form. Fast forward to today, the industry is an important source of revenue for our economy. It plays a vital and pivotal role in promoting the country regionally and internationally. Indeed, aspects of the Trinidad and Tobago Carnival has spawned well over 50 plus other carnivals, and some might know of Notting Hill in the UK, Caribana in Canada, Labor Day in New York, Miami Carnival. So certain aspects of this has morphed to the development of some of those carnivals, together with other West Indian and Latin American influences. So right now, in fact, IP, it plays a critical role for stakeholders in the carnival industry. It underpins the protection for brands and such as mass bands, such as Tribe, through their trademark protection and even utilizing the Madrid Protocol system that Trinidad Tobago is part of. And it also, you know, allows for protection of the physical costumes and through our works of mass provision in the Copyright Act, styles of dance, music, oratory forms, etc. can be protected. And of course, these manifestations are passed from generation to generation. Why is IP so important? As the question, we are in the process through the IP Training Institute of Trinidad and Tobago of developing Carnival for mass practitioners and band leaders for the creative industry. A first of its kind course to teach our Carnival industry practitioners the art of how to make a living from the Carnival industry. So when you also go into the question about copyright, it protects the music which is used at the Carnival events. The music thrives around the Carnival season. Many artists who compose, who produce, who publish numerous songs must have modern copyright protection through our very modern laws in Trinidad and Tobago. So these artists have that protection and they invest valuable time and capital and other resources into their work. Therefore, their creative efforts must be applauded and their products protected by the IP system. Copyright also extends to the photos that are taken. So one question which is commonly asked around Carnival is whether masqueraders can take photographs of themselves and others, and what happens if other people take photographs. So when an individual is in a public place, there's no legal requirement that the individual's permission should be obtained prior to taking the photograph. But if during Carnival a masquerader's image appears in a Carnival compilation through an accredited photographer along the route, in other words, a photographer who has paid to take the photographs for the particular route, then there is not much the masquerader can do to object, as the photograph was taken by an accredited photographer in the public place. And these things are all in the contractual agreements before. Just to make one last point on this one, Carnival has been here for many, many years, developing and always with innovations, imagination, creativity, and the persons with their passion for crafts to protect such crafts, their costume designs. You know, the IP Training Institute is moving to have such tailored courses to see about this. And of course, even so, I've talked about copyright, I've talked about trademarks. You know, let us not forget patents. Patents are critical to the protection of inventions. So when you look at the ability of, let's say, I'm just going to give an example, potential of supporting legs to stilts and adding ridges to bodies, which is sort of our Mokujumbi tradition in the Trinidad and Tobago Carnival, and to allow persons to dismount from them easily, exploring whether such things and improvements on these areas can be patents is also important as we go about it. So these are some examples that we've spoken about, the industrial design protection that can exist for some of the ornamental aspects of articles in the mass. But IP plays this critical underpinning role to support our carnival industry.
WIPO has recently launched a project under the framework of the COVID-19 response package to help Trinidad and Tobago forge an IP management strategy for the IP assets of Trinidad and Tobago's Carnival Museum. Can you tell me more about this project and what it means for your country?
This project goes at the heart and thrust of our developmental needs, and it is so important, but it's part of the wider support that WIPO has provided, the IP Training Institute, and the training that is being conducted there. And the actual strategy for a carnival museum. This carnival museum is in the heart of the city of Port of Spain. It is developing. It's, I would say, burgeoning, and it would be a center for tourism and a flashpoint for diversification. And the IP management strategy, which would allow it to flex its muscles, to be able to ring fence the IP, to protect the artifacts, looking at preservation, also licensing, the availability of shops where now some of our works of mass could possibly be sold. And the younger generation are learning about our carnival from its history and its artifacts. The IP management strategy is critical for the Carnival Museum. In fact, there was a brainstorming session recently held on June 29th and 30th of this year, 2023. And this brought together stakeholders throughout the carnival industry. It complemented the work of the National Carnival Commission of Trinidad and Tobago and the Trinidad and Tobago Carnival Museum in raising the level of understanding of IP rights and its relation to the carnival industry, as well as the Carnival Museum in the branding and exploring business opportunities and licensing models for designers, including harmonization of efforts in the digital area and addressing IP challenges, in particular copyright, which are faced by museums in the digital era. The session further facilitated discussions with experts through interactive segments to derive a way forward for the Carnival Museum, all underlined and underpinned by intellectual property. WIPO's COVID project for the Carnival Museum, you know, it's really one of the success stories while developing, where a country can take a particular area, create, and then take it to the world. The Carnival Museum envisages that when fully developed, that it can actually be franchised and go out there, you know, have joint programs with other museums, taking our culture in Trinidad and Tobago and the Caribbean to the world, have others learn from it as we learn from others. So one of the recommendations that came out of this session included hosting exhibitions to showcased works of mass and designs of band leaders, promoting community outreach activities, highlighting the importance of the Carnival Museum, compiling audiovisual documentation of carnival events throughout time to ensure preservation of our culture. So, you know, there was once a famous victory glory that was Greece in 1956, Trinidad's carnival back then. So being able to document these things for hundreds of years to come for future carnival practitioners, know your history, know where you're at and where you want to go is so important for us, you know, who are involved in IP, for the Carnival Museum, the National IP Training Center, the IP Office, and the National Carnival Commission. So a lot of this work is being hatched, developed, planned, managed through the IP management strategy, supported by WIP and its consultants in that respect. So it's going to show why IP plays the foremost creative and innovative role in protecting works, in how works can be disseminated, and also balancing between the needs of these practitioners you know, different licensing models, revenue models. So a lot more people could benefit from our culture here. While, of course, the essential thing of protecting the IP of individuals so that the IP is not exploited without their consent. And therefore, that is why the licensing is so important. So this, we hope this Carnival project and the museum would foster the next generation of entrepreneurs, creators and employers, etc.
That would be so great, and I hope to visit the Carnival Museum one day. And if it becomes a franchise, that will be wonderful, and I will try to visit all of them. So the linkages between IP and tourism are very clear in Carnival and the Carnival Museum example that you just gave. What should tourists keep in mind when it comes to IP the next time they visit Trinidad and Tobago, maybe for the next edition of the Carnival next year?
Visit the Carnival Museum on Charlotte Street, Port of Spain, the center of Carnival. And there's so much IP there that you could experience. You could see the artifacts, but also paying in particular attention to the fact that from the Carnival costumes to the audiovisual performances, the music, the soca and calypso and chutney that really drives the Trinidad and Tobago festival. You know, IPs underpins it. Respect it. Don't buy not that it exists anymore, but don't buy these bootleg CDs. Encourage buying locals. Encourage downloading on Spotify and all these platforms, the music. Purchase the artifacts from our wirebenders, our craftsmen and women that really enrich the Carnival experience and really just get into the festival. This is so important for us, you know, Trinidad. I don't want to get too loyally, but Trinidad Tobago's trade policy 2019 to 2023 talks about sustainable economic growth and diversification and lists Carnival as one of the premier aspects of that in the leisure tourism market. So it supports a robust agenda to build the export capability of leisure tourism, which encompasses the creative industries as well as the entertainment services. So when visiting Trinidad and Tobago during Carnival, Natalie, as tourists, as returning local nationals, etc., tourists encourage support our craftsmen, our creators, our designers, our entrepreneurs. Look at their work, enjoy it, and respect the intellectual property associated with them. And visit, as I said, the Carnival Museum, which is the piece of what I wanted to talk about. Come to Trinidad and Tobago, the home of Carnival, as some call it, as we look to really take our Carnival out there, ring fence it, grow it in. Continue the work that we do as part of regional and international carnivals, together with others who are innovating in this space.
That would be so great, just to contribute to an authentic carnival experience to support the local industries the right way, while respecting IP. So thank you so much, Regan, for all this information, which I'm certain has made our listeners think about all the interesting ways intellectual property plays into carnival. Thank you again, and most importantly, thank you to our curious listeners for tuning in, and we'll catch you all next time on Classroom Conversations.
As we say in Trinidad and Tobago, enjoy the doubles, enjoy the mass.